Your man, Sir Earl, coming at you. It's been a minute. Well, first off, I want to apologize for being gone. I haven't done a podcast in a while. The reason being, one, as I was telling everybody, we're really, really busy. We've got a lot of different things going on. Also, I was having a problem with my computer where I do the whole podcast and then it would erase it. So I had to put that in the shop and get that repaired. And actually, I'm about to go buy a new one. I'm not sure. I do believe we'll be putting on another podcast, because what I've decided to do was just, instead of waiting until I get the new office completed, which is probably going to be another couple of weeks. We've been moving some things in slowly, but it's different. I've owned a business for a very long time, but it's different when you already own a business, because you have so many moving parts already that you have to keep up with: employees, payments, bills, rent, everything. In addition to trying to do what it takes to get the new place ready. And we have an office now on, it's a 5111 Salk Trail. It's in Richardson Park. That's where we'll have the podcast office at. And we definitely plan on doing a lot more things with the podcast. More interviews, more guests, more advertisement, a lot of different things. We have some really good plans to make it. And, you know, my goal is to make it probably the best podcast in the country, is my goal. So I ask a lot of people that have always listened to continue to listen, to continue to subscribe, and continue to support it, you know, because you know, one of the changes that we're going to make, we're going to have it more regularly, so you'll know exactly what day and what time it comes on. It's already on all of the podcast channels, Pandora, YouTube, iHeartRadio. We have it on a lot of different things, so it's very easy to find. But I just feel... have more guests, more interviewers. Like, I know we're going to have Chie on there a little bit more. One of the first interviews that I have lined up, I haven't set it in stone yet, with a sign on the dotted line, is rap artist Lupe Fiasco, which is a great friend of mine. He's been a client, and I've been doing it for a very long time. Also, Reverend Meeks, who runs, he's used to be in charge of the House of Hope, but he has since retired. So we definitely want to have him on as a guest to see, you know, exactly what he's been up to. He worked the House of Hope for a very, very long time, a lot of years. So we want to, you know, see what's going on him, what he's up to. So we plan on adding a lot of list of interviewers, maybe once or twice a month, to have someone significant on there as an interviewer. We'll have cameras, and you know what, you can record it and watch it live. We'll have a lot of different features. We're doing a lot of upgrades. Podcasts today are not what they were, say, 3 years ago. I've had my podcast for 3 years, so they're advanced even more in the last 3 years. So we're considered So we're going to be doing a lot of updates, and we're in the process of doing that and getting that completed now. It becomes a little bit difficult because, like I said, we have so many clients all day. I've ran this studio for 25 years, so we have a lot of clients. We don't have a lot of breaks. So, you know, there's some nights, 10, 11 o'clock at night, we're over at the other office trying to get things together, get things done. So it only leaves us nights and weekends. That's why it's taking so long. But we're getting together slowly but surely. I really think in the next week or two tops, we'll have everything ready. Now, what will happen for all you people that want to ask the question is our physical studio location will still be at this place it's been at for the last 3 years. And that's 18061 Dixie Highway. It's a 6,000 square foot facility that we do all our personal training in. So that'll still be here. We'll have another office, 5111 Salk Trail. That'll be our podcast office. That'll be my private office. And that'll be the center for the retail global division of our clothing. So we'll have two or three employees over there, including myself, and however many we have here. We're about to hire another trainer. We're about to do some great things. We're still looking to hire another trainer. So things are growing and they're going good. And have no complaints. We're just working. It's nothing new or different than it always has been. It's just that things are going at a good pace and we're getting things done. Like I said, I hope to be done in the next week or two with the other location. I mean, you know, of course, we had to go through all the paperwork, getting the business license and insurance and all those great things, which we've already done. So a lot of things have already been done. There's more things to get done. But I'm happy and very, very excited and very blessed on the progress that we're making. One of the things that I wanted to address is, and I may have talked about it before, but people's lack of pursuing what they deem is important to them. Everybody nowadays, it's the season that everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. That has its ups and it has its downs. I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years. And so the responses that I get from people that inquires and asks me questions, "What's up, Sean Ray? Sean Ray, what's going on, man?" It's my buddy. I used to work with him. Used to work with his brother. Good friend. His brother, one of the best guys you ever want to meet. He passed away a little while ago. But he was one of the good guys. Really, really good. And I think about him a lot. We went through a lot of days at Bob's Gym. We really, really got to know each other very, very well. And then his brother Shane took over for him, and me and Shane got to be really cool. And they're good family. I used to get my trophies I used to host a bodybuilding show at Prairie State College. I used to get my trophies from his dad. His dad had a trophy place in Lansing, so he used to always take care of me every year. They are a really, really first class good family. So I wanted to say shout out and hi to him. He listens to the podcast a lot. I really appreciate that. And, you know, keep doing it. Like I said, we're going to need a lot of people pushing this to where our goal is. And our goal is we want to be one of the best. We really want to, as it seems, life is going towards podcasting. Wow, people talk too fucking much on the radio. They play three records and talk nonsense for 8 hours. It's ridiculous. So the key is individual podcasts, individual things that they talk about. And I want to solicit and find out what people want to hear. I want to continue these great debates and sessions. Sometimes people tell me sometimes I use too much profanity for them. I don't really give a fuck. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be me. Everyone that has something good to say, they always say, hey, you know, I love your podcast. You're real. You keep it real. If you fucked up, you fucked up. I don't mind telling people that. So, you know, I want to continue to put podcasts together that really enlightens people, teaches people, educate people, make people laugh, make people cry, whatever it may be for that subject. I want to keep bringing that across. And like I say, I want to do some things with it where it's more accessible, easier to get to. I like the time limit. Normally I run them about 15, 20 minutes. What's up, Sean? I'm good, man. Glad to hear from you also, man. Love you. You know, I want to keep it short. Me personally, I don't like when people just ramble on. I have no reason in life to have ever wanted to listen to a 1 hour podcast. I don't think people should have that much to talk about. And if they do, I don't want to hear it. So I want to keep them short. I want to keep them informational. I want to keep them fun, real, light. You know, I want more input from my audience. Like I said, I think in another couple of weeks, tops, I keep saying that because we're almost done. Matter of fact, we gotta go over there tonight. I want to create one of the greatest podcasts ever heard. And, you know, I need my audience. I need them to tune in. I need them to send me messages, let me know what they want to hear. Comment, good or bad, you know. I don't only want to hear the good stuff, you know what I mean? Because sometimes a lot of these people, I know a lot of my former clients or friends or people that I know that takes the time to tune in. So I always like the fact that if I am doing something you don't like, or if I'm talking about something you don't want to hear about, if I use too much profanity, that's your problem. But I just want to keep it that way. I'm talking to Sean. I'm looking at him. I have him on Facebook live. But, man, Sean, I appreciate you listening every chance you get. You know me as a person. I'm going to always keep it real. I'm going to always call a spade a spade. You know, I, you know, to me, you could be black, white, green, or purple. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. And I don't mind calling an asshole an asshole. So, you know, everybody that knows me knows that I try to be a fair all-around guy. You will never hear me talking about or to this person and never talk about to or about this person. I don't do that. I believe God made everybody for a reason. And some people, they got to be told that they're an asshole. Some people, I don't care what color you are. Just because I'm black and you happen to be black, don't change a damn thing. Call a spade a spade. So it's been a long time since I got on here. And I can tell you, unapologetically more than ever, I missed it like crazy. I love communicating with people, my people. And like I tell you, I can't wait until the new podcast studio. It's going to be really nice. Really, like now, I get out a laptop, I plug up my stuff, and I do it. And it gets the job done. You know, you got to be happy with what you got. But the new one that we're putting together, new mics, new computers, new setup, new audio sound, it's going to be, man, great. I have my stepson, he's working on it. And he's right now studying sound engineering, and he has a degree graduating from Northwestern. He's really, really smart. And to show you how smart he is, he was talking enough shit to make me think dumb. You know, and I'm sitting there listening like, oh, really? That's what's going on now? Yeah, you need a bookshelf right here to redirect the sound. Uh-huh, I see. So me throwing up a mic with no sound alteration whatsoever in my office, that's not good, huh? That's the way they did it in the old days. That's the way I'm doing it in this day. But we're going to be changing a lot of things. I think a lot of people are going to be happy with it. We're also going to be inviting some of our listeners out to the studio where you sit down and kick it. And a lot of people have a lot of things to say. And I want to hear it. I want to hear what's going on in today's world with people's world. So until next time, I appreciate y'all tuning in. I appreciate you listening. I'm going to check out of here because I got to go finish working. I got a couple clients in here. I may be a bum, but I do work. So until next time, if we're not moved by next weekend, I will do another podcast from my office because I enjoy communicating with you guys. So until next time, this is your man, the one and only Sir Earl, the owner of the new clothing line, Underdogs on Top. I invite you to go check it out, underdogsontop.com. We're slowly creating new wear to put on there. At the same time, you can check out all my other social media platforms. I do a lot of posting. I do a lot of things. So just, you know, I just ask for your support. That's all. So until next time, it's your man. Check it out. Sir Earl. Peace.